I'm from Guamo.
Guamo.
I'm from Ponce, Puerto Rico.
All right, eso. Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, you both are the main cooks here. Do you cook as well, Grant?
I really fill in wherever I need to be at. I like to tell people I'm the gringo that married in.
That's my dad and my family. So y'all are from Puerto Rico, the island. My mom always talks about the culture of, you know, growing up, cooking the food together, the avocado trees in the yard.
I know.
Can you talk a little bit about both of you, your experiences growing up cooking and why you fell in love with it and wanted to pursue it here?
Well, it all started in a really young age. My dad used to have restaurants back in the 90s. That's where we grew up. We grew up in that kitchen. Karen walked in one of the restaurants. I met her. And it was crazy because she had a lot of love for the kitchen, too. She was doing something similar in her hometown, too, in her city. And then she started working with my dad, too, back in 98. We were working in his restaurant. And everything changed a little bit after Hurricane George in September 98. The hurricane just pretty much destroyed the restaurant, which was, it was in front of the beach. And that's when we just start moving over here. We start doing caterings and doing the same thing and working for other people.
Few years after, we have the three kids, the first three kids, and then we decide like go to school for chef, and just start doing the same catering and
We went to culinary school together.
Same time, same class, same
everything. So it's like you take notes on this, I take notes on that, and it all together. That's the way to do it. And then you had the vision of opening the restaurant. These are family recipes.
These recipes actually are a mix of my grandma's recipes with her grandma's recipe. It was crazy because my grandma was the one that designed pretty much my dad's menu in his restaurant back in the 90s. And my grandma was there too, you know, making pasteles, making sorullitos, all that stuff. But then Karen's grandma's recipes were pretty much the opposite, the things that I didn't know. They were crazy doing sweets like flans, a lot of desserts, and the part that I was missing. So it's crazy how it happened. And it's pretty much, Isla Verde menu is a mixture of both grandma's recipe.
That's so special. Oh my gosh. So this was all new to Parker when you moved here, and now you have a following. I've seen those videos when you have music in here. I saw the congas at Mastalos. Do you guys have music regularly and have grown traction from that?
Yeah, I mean, during the winter time, we kind of like slow down on the music because, you know, it was getting darker earlier and all that stuff. Well, last summer, we were pretty lit in here. It was crazy. We had a lot of music going on, like pretty much every week.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so we're expecting to do the same thing now that the good season, the good weather is coming.
That's awesome. Have you had people like me that are Puerto Rican that have like scoped you out and have started to build a community of Latinas around here?
I would say, you know, I'm out front a lot, so I can speak on it. It's a little bit of everybody. We see a lot of people come in from Puerto Rico that tell me, you know, hey, I'm looking for a little bit of a taste of home.
Yes.
And they absolutely love it. We see a lot of people from, you know, all different Caribbean cultures come in and see us, which has really been great. It hasn't just been a, you know, community of Puerto Rican people. It's been the whole Caribbean culture bringing people together. And, you know, not just that, you know, people from Denver, Parker area, they don't have access to the Puerto Rican food being landlocked. A lot of people have never been, so, you know, they're starting to come in and check it out and realize, oh my gosh, this is something completely unique. It's different to the area. So it's been great. It's been a real, you know, intermingling of cultures, and it's been awesome for us.
Can we talk a little bit about the menu items that are popular that you've heard great feedback on?
The mojitos and the sangria are our top top choices when people come in. Coquito, also very popular. Karen makes that from scratch, and people seem to really love it. We see a lot of the lechon asado, pollo asado. The most recent popular has been our churrasco. You can kind of mix and match with the different sides that we have available. Yeah. So if you want to make any of the proteins a mofongo, you can make it a mofongo, or you can have the arroz con gandules or white rice. So we've got plenty of options, and you know, some people kind of order a little bit of everything. They're like, oh, I'm from Puerto Rico. I haven't had any of this. Let me try it all. So we're like, fantastic.
Yeah. I was telling Karen about that snack platter. I saw a picture. I like take up the whole table.
Yes.
That's great. That's
very popular.
Oh, I can imagine, especially with groups too, to get a little taste of everything.
Oh, yes.
That's me for sure. Very much enjoy having that taste of home myself, but it's so incredible to have people come in for the first time and try it and fall in love with the culture. That has to feel incredible. Do you have any like sentiments? It's been a couple years now that you've had the restaurant?
It's been a year and four months.
What does it mean to you? Like, how does it feel?
Sometimes I feel I have to pinch myself to believe it. To be honest, you know, it was a dream come true. It's easy? No, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to put everything you have. You got to be here 7 days a week, you know, long hours, putting hard work. But when you do things with love, when you do it for the community, when you do it because you want to express and present your culture and the love that you have for what you've been taught since you were little, it's crazy. Nothing can compare to that. Nothing can compare to that. And that's why we do it. Mostly, that's the most reason that why we do it. You know, we love our culture. We love our food. I mean, we want the world to know it.